Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, Spreaker, and my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who might be joining me in the chat room. I hope you're having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/getorganized. And later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, tonight, we have the woman who has founded Our Closet PA to share how they got started and what they need this time of year, because those of us who've got closets and coats and they're just overstuffed and full of stuff that are not going to wear, don't want to wear, so why not give it and donate it to someone who can appreciate it? And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion for this week. And thank you all of you out there who answered the question this week: is where do you donate? Like, what organizations and groups do you donate to? And there were so many responses to Full Abundance, to local organizations where they take clothes, and just thank you so much for each one of your responses and for answering my question of the week. Well, I did my Google search, and I found out that more than 15 million tons of used textile waste is generated each year in the United States, and the amount has doubled over the last 20 years. In 2014, over 16 million tons of textile waste was generated, according to the USA EPA. Of that amount, 2.62 million tons were recycled, and 3.14 million tons were combusted for energy recovery, and 10.46 million tons were sent to the landfill. An average American throws away approximately 80 pounds of used clothes per year. On average, nationally, it costs cities $45 per ton to dispose of old clothing, which is why I sat down with the founder of Our Closet, because in 2001, after, and her name is Jill, I'm not going to mispronounce her last name, but after seeing a need for easily accessible services providing clothing to community members in need. She is a graduate of University of Wisconsin in Madison and Benjamin Cortezon School of Law. Prior to her role with Our Closet, she was the assistant district attorney in Manhattan. Her leadership has taken Our Closet from simply an idea to constantly expanding successful network of clothing pop-up shops throughout the city, and that's what makes them so unique. They are pop-up shops throughout the city. So without further ado, I am going to share with you my interview with Jill from Our Closet PA. Well, listeners, it is the fall, and with that, we are going to start transitioning our closets, and we're going to start getting rid of things that we can no longer wear, no longer want to wear, but are still in good condition and can benefit someone else, which is why I have Jill Oshkonosky from Our Closet PA, and I'm so happy to have her as a guest this evening. Good evening, Jill.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
So, Jill, before I get into a few questions, can you tell a little listeners about Our Closet PA?
Sure. So Our Closet was started out of a desire really just to help others, but I wasn't sure exactly where I should start and what kind of help I should provide. And then as I started to look at all the different needs across the Philadelphia landscape, I saw that obviously all people in our community need to clothe themselves, but there are plenty of organizations that were helping in that area. So I tried to figure out what was missing. Why were people still looking for clothes, but the organizations that were out there were not really serving their needs? And what I found was a couple holes in the system as it existed. So we created Our Closet, and it has three specific pieces that make it quite distinct from other places in the city that are providing clothing. So the first is that we come to the individuals where they need us. So Our Closet hosts pop-up shops in 15 locations across Philadelphia. We're in South Philly, West Philly, North Philly, Center City, and we hold these pop-up shops in places where people are already coming for services, whether it's a church, a synagogue, a community center, maybe a school, or anywhere else that is serving the underserved in our community. So instead of someone needing clothing and having to take two buses to go to the space where the clothes are being offered, we come to the neighborhoods where people are already living, and we're opening up these pop-up shops in a way that makes it easier for them to fulfill this basic need of clothing. The second thing that we do that's quite different is we do all of this with tremendous dignity. We set up these pop-up shops really like a store, with tables, with hanging racks, with volunteer sales associates, and with a checkout counter where you even get a shopping bag with a logo on it that says Our Closet. Now, obviously, it's not a real checkout counter because you're not paying, but we just exchange information. And we create this dignified setting for our shoppers, which therefore instills confidence in them that they need to go out into the world and achieve their other goals, whether that is to battle food insecurity, housing insecurity, looking for a job, an immigration status, whatever it is that they need to achieve. By having this dignity in the pop-up shop and getting this confidence from the experience, they're better equipped to go out and achieve their goals. And the last thing that I would mention that makes Our Closet unique is that we have no requirement of eligibility for our service. There is no referral needed. You don't even actually really need to give us your name at checkout, but pretty much everybody does. This is all to make it easy for our shoppers. So they don't have to go to a social worker, get a referral, and then figure out where to go for the clothes. We just come to the neighborhood, and if you need us on any level, we are there to serve you.
Wow, Jill, you are really fulfilling a need. I mean, I'm just listening to everything. I mean, you have the pop-up shop, so therefore you come to the neighborhoods, which you said, sometimes people have to take two buses or more, and then you provide a setting that gives them dignity because there it's almost like a nice little boutique-type setting.
Absolutely.
So, and how long have you been doing this?
I founded Our Closet 8 years ago, really just by myself, and it was just me in one location on 56th and Chestnut, and it just expanded from there. We now have three employees, and we're able to provide these 15 pop-up shops throughout the city, and, you know, the sky's the limit.
Wow. So the topic tonight is donating from a stuffed closet, because I know a lot of listeners out there, their closets are so stuffed that they've got clothes in all other parts of their house. So what are some of the items that you may be in immediate need of?
So the number one piece that we're looking for now are coats. We have a coat day that we do annually. It's at Friends Select School in Center City. And last year we gave out 850 coats, and this year our goal is to give out 1,000 coats, which means that we have 850 people that showed up last year and actually waited online to get a coat. So we manage it, and people have timed slots, so they're not, you know, waiting there for hours. It's a really dignified process, but we do need coats. So we need people to either donate the coats in their homes, or we need people to do coat drives at their place of business, at their church, at their synagogue, at their community center, because everybody's looking to clean out the clutter in their closet. So whether you're listening to this podcast and you have a coat in your closet, or whether you as a listener can hold a coat drive for your community so that everybody can donate a coat, we really want to get high quality coats. They can be gently used, but we really want to provide as many coats to keep Philadelphians warm as we possibly can. In addition to coats, we always need men's clothing. Right now we're having a shortage of men's small and medium, but we always need all sizes. Women's, we are definitely looking right now for large and plus sizes. Jeans, we always need in every size. We do take children's clothing as well, and we also are always looking for accessories, handbags, costume jewelry, hats, scarves, gloves, things like that.
Wow. So you hear that, listeners? Because I've seen some of your closets, so I know what you have. So you can always give something away in order to help someone else. So, Jill, are there items that you just do not take?
Yes, we don't take undergarments. We don't take underwear, bras, bathing suits, things like that where it's just sort of a cleanliness issue. And we don't take any sort of housewares. It's just clothing. So no furniture, no luggage, nothing like that.
Okay. So do you have any local donations coming up, donation drives coming up?
Well, we don't have anything. We don't have anything specific right now. We have a couple coat drives that are about to launch. So
okay.
What I would say is we have multiple locations throughout the city that where we accept donations. So even if you are not like participating in a specific coat drive, we have multiple locations, Center City, Chestnut Hill, Ballard-Kinwood, Haverford, Springfield, Delaware County. So the best way to reach us is to look on our website, which is www.ourclosetpa.org. So it's OURCLOSETPA.org. And if you click on the donate button, there's a whole list there of exactly what we take, of where you can drop off and the hours for each location. And it also has all the forms that you can fill out if you want to take a tax deduction for your donation.
Wow. So did you hear that, listeners? All you have to do is go to the website. And as you know that I always have a link to our guest's website on the show page. So therefore, you can go to the website, find out where there is a location convenient to you, and you can take those clothes in that closet, some that are probably still in the dry cleaner bag that you have not worn. See, I know all of your little secrets, and you can donate them to a good cause, and especially all of you men out there listening, or you women who know the men in your lives who have clothes just hanging in their closets they will not wear again because they can't fit, but they'll just be between me, you, Jill, you know, and nobody else. Well, Jill,
yeah.
I thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, you know, let's give those coats. She needs 1,000 coats, so let's help her as much as we can. So Jill, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. And please, anybody, reach out with any questions. And we also just want to mention that we always need volunteers to be working in our pop-up shops as the sales associates. So if any of your listeners want to find some volunteering in their life, please reach out to us on our website, and we'd love to have you as a volunteer.
All right, listeners, so there's two ways. You can donate, so when you drop off, then you can also say, can I learn more about donations? And then volunteering, I should say. So thank you again, Jill.
Thank you. Take care.
Hello, this is Lori Kennedy from Shred Patrol, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
Well, listeners, our sponsor Audible is offering all of our listeners a choice of a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You can download the title for free and start listening. It is that easy. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized. My audiobook selection for this week is Home Organizing, Organization and Storage Ideas for the Home. You'll learn the three core mindsets you need to master organizing in your home, the four questions to ask before getting started with any home organizing project, the three most common mistakes to avoid, tools for successful home organizing, and so much more. Again, that is Home Organizing, Organization and Storage for Ideas for Your Home. And that is from audibletrial.com/getorganized to get your free audiobook and your free 30-day trial membership. Well, that was an awesome interview with Jill from My Closet PA. And again, listeners, if you have got a coat and you have not worn it and it is in good or gently worn condition, please donate it so someone will have a coat this winter. And, of course, you men out there or the women who know men who've got a closet full of clothes and some of them they're just not wearing anymore, donate it because everybody, every single person deserves to have a coat as well as clothes just to make them feel good. So please do what you can and go to the website just by going to the link on this show page. Well, are you tired of the piles? Are you ready to find things the first time you look? Do you want to be better at managing your time as well as your life? Then why don't you join the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It is a safe place where you can post questions, photos, videos of your organizing challenges, and receive strategies that will help you get your life in order. For an investment of $7 a month, you'll have personal strategies from me. So when you join a group and you say, Jana, I need to organize my closet, I will give you personal strategies step by step, especially if you send me post a video or even photos. Also, every week we have live organizing strategy Q&As where I come on live, and if anybody else comes on live, they can ask me as many questions as they want. You get to participate in the 360 challenge, which is the Organized 365 challenge, where actually every single day I encourage you to get rid of something. But also, I post everything I'm getting rid of. So far, I think I'm up to 200 and something. But also, for those people, everybody is encouraged to just get rid of stuff. And, of course, you get to see product reviews and you get backstage access to some of my, you know, presentations because I'm getting to do more as the fall comes in. So you'll get all of those wonderful benefits as well. So it's $7 a month, $1 for the first 30 days to give you a feel if it's something you want to do. And after that, it's $7 a month, and you can leave the group whenever you feel like it. So just go to my website at www.janetmtaylor.com and then just look for the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group. Well, it's time for Taylor's Tip Time and giving you a few tips on how to get rid of those clothes and transition your closet. Number one, remove clothes, shoes, etc. you can't fit or you did not wear from last season. Number two, also remove clothes that you know you will not wear in the coming season. So get rid of the clothes you didn't wear in the spring and the summer. And also number two is get rid of the clothes you know. You look at it and you're like, I'm not going to wear that anymore. The next thing is you want to decide if you're going to sell something, if you're going to donate something, if you're going to consign something. So make those three, actually fourth pile, is things that just nobody can wear, and you need to dispose of them responsibly. So you'll have the will, you have your sell, your donate, your consign, and then your just, you know, you need to get rid of. Then the next thing you want to do is, of course, those you're going to donate, you take them to the organization. Those you're going to consign, you decide where you're going to consign them. And for those of you who follow me via social media, later this week I will be sharing with you ThredUp, because I decided to try it out, and I really like the service. One, they make it so easy. They just give you a big bag. You put in there what you want to consign. They sell it for you. You get dollars for it, which you can either cash out, or I decided to let my dollars accumulate so I could buy things that I need, like sneakers and shoes. So I'm going to be posting some of that in the coming weeks. You want to place a get rid of bag or basket near the closet. So as you go through things, you fit, you don't like it, you can begin to accumulate things and weed out your closet on a constant basis. And every time you buy something, remove something. So I'm going to repeat that. Remove clothes, shoes, etc. you can't fit or you did not wear from last season. Remove clothes, shoes, etc. you can't fit or no, you will not wear in the next season. Decide if you will sell, donate, consign, or you just need to get rid of it and trash it. Place a get rid of bag in or near the closet. And every time you buy something, remove something. That will help you continue to maintain an organized and orderly closet. Have you been working on getting organized and feel that you need someone to guide you from start to finish? Well, let's talk so I can share how you can get back on track and get organized with my virtual sessions. All you have to do is go to my contact page at janetmtaylor.com, and you can schedule a free 30-minute session, because what I share in those virtual sessions is a lot of times it's just a matter of me seeing the space and I can give you solutions. And it'll be a way of you discovering if it will be great working with me and seeing if it will be a good match for us. So again, session is see if working with me will be a good fit for you and benefit you. And virtual sessions, we can do them via Skype, we can do them via Zoom, or we can do them via FaceTime, or depending on the type of organizing, because you may need something with time or projects, we can also do it via the phone. So again, go to janetmtaylor.com and make sure you click on the contact page for your free virtual session. Well, I definitely want to thank you for your follows on social media, your likes, your retweets, your sharing. Please continue to share with me. And then also making sure that you check out my Pinterest board as well. And this week, make sure you check out the Organized Closet. So check out my Pinterest board and check out the Organized Closet. Tomorrow is Tuesday, and it is Toss It Tuesday. And this Tuesday, make sure you donate clothes you don't love or wear. So please check them out. Make sure you donate clothes you don't love or wear on this Toss It Tuesday's tip. Well, now I'd like to go to my app suggestion, my product suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion for this week. My app suggestion for this week is Closet Plus. It's like the Swiss Army knife for style assistants. Get your clothing into Closet Plus in no time with the bulk import feature. Create outfits super quickly and easy, and you have like an item grid, and it makes everything so much easier to coordinate items, find out if you need an accessory, etc., so which can help you save a lot of time and money and not buy things you don't need. So make sure you check out the Closet Plus app. My product suggestions are shoe racks, because now we're getting into the fall, and the reason I say shoe racks is because there was a study saying that sometimes the plastic in the shoe boxes are not good for the shoes because it doesn't allow them to breathe. So shoe boxes just allows them, shoe racks just allow them to breathe a little better. And my repurpose suggestion is going to my repurpose board and check out jewelry, clothes, shoes that can be repurposed into something that can help you stay organized. So for my app suggestion and my repurpose suggestion, please check out my Pinterest board for apps that will help you stay organized, as well as my repurpose suggestion. And then for my product suggestions, make sure you check out my Amazon shop, where I just recommend products that Amazon already offers that will help you on your journey to living an organized life. My quote for the week is, "Clothes mean nothing until someone lives in them," Mr. Marc Jacobs. Well, I am excited because next week actually will be November. We'll be getting into the fourth quarter of the year. And I've got my shows lined up for October. And the first one is Living an Organized Life. Let's do this. Let's do this the last quarter of the year. Let's get organized. Then, of course, we'll be talking, because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we'll be talking about the healthy woman. And, of course, for all of you business folk people out there who need to be a little bit more organized when it comes to your finances, especially in this fourth quarter, organized bookkeeping, and your couples out there, how to share and bathroom. And, of course, Felicia Wallace-Benton will be coming back. Liz Negron, she'll be talking about the bookkeeping. And then we've got productivity, because we've got to be productive in the last quarter of the new year as well. So those are some of the topics that are on schedule for the coming month. And, of course, I'm working on November and December already. So I am excited. And once again, if there is a topic that you would like me to bring, all you got to do is go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and click on the contact page. Well, this is going to be an abbreviated version tonight of the show, but I truly want to thank you all for tuning in. And, of course, be sure to share the show with your family, your friends, as well as on your social media. And, of course, listen over again. And last, definitely not least, let's help our closet PA reach its goal of 1,000 coats. I know you can do it, listeners, because I've been in some of your closets. So, you know, what's one less coat? I watched a video on YouTube, and a woman had 75 coats. So I haven't met anybody yet or worked with anybody yet who's had that many coats, but I am sure one less coat in your closet is not going to impact your life, but giving a coat could impact somebody else's life. So keep that in mind. So until next time, have a clutter-free day, but most of all, I want you to have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.